From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, January 23rd. The recent barrage of winter storms that hit the North State were hard on unhoused residents in the area. But as NSPR's Alex Dutson reports, local agencies haven't tracked how deadly they've been.
On January 2nd, Chico police officers responded to a deceased person in the parking lot of the Chico Public Library. While the exact cause of death and identity of the individual have not been released, Chico Police Sergeant Michael Williams said they have evidence to believe that the individual was unhoused. It isn't known how many unhoused residents have died in the streets this winter, but Charles Withune, a board member of local nonprofit group North State Shelter Team, said the organization unofficially tallied deaths on the street last season.
We had 20 people die outside. 20 neighbors were living outside, died outside last fall and winter. It was unprecedented. I have worked in Chico 50 years, and it never, ever happened before like that.
Withune says those 20 were individuals that had contact with members of the team and were confirmed to have died. NSPR was unable to confirm the number of deaths with local agencies. The Butte County Coroner's Office, Department of Public Health, and Chico Police Department all told NSPR they do not track the number of unhoused deaths. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.
In state news, California will close nearly 100 COVID-19 testing and treatment sites more than a month earlier than expected. CalMatters health reporter Kristen Wong explains.
So the sites that the California Department of Public Health has identified for early shutdown are now operating below 50% capacity, and broad demand for COVID testing has dropped sharply. And at the same time, Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed drastically cutting the state's COVID-19 response budget. So while some health departments like Los Angeles County will be able to keep their sites open with their own funding, many counties like Fresno and Madera have confirmed that all of their state-run testing centers are shutting down, which means that people seeking testing and treatment will have to lean a lot more heavily on community-based clinics and private testing options.
That's CalMatters' Kristen Wong. And community health groups are training teens to do COVID outreach and education in regions where fear of getting the vaccine linger. KHN's Stephanie O'Neill has more.
Many of these newly deputized teen educators are Hispanic or Latino. They're using social media and in-person conversations at school to help inform their peers. A 2021 survey commissioned by Voto Latino found 51% of Latinos who were unvaccinated don't trust the safety of the shots. When their primary language at home is Spanish, that jumps to 67%. The most common reason given for declining the shot include a distrust of vaccine manufacturers and a belief the vaccine is ineffective. For some, it was only after a person close to them died of COVID that they became open to learning about the benefits of the vaccine. Health providers and advocates believe young people are well positioned to help increase vaccination rates in their communities, since many already help Spanish-speaking relatives navigate the healthcare system. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
A new report from the California Energy Commission shows the popularity of zero-emission vehicles continues to grow in the state, and how much California dominates the ZEV market nationwide. Cap Radio's Drew Sanzer reports.
Nearly 19% of vehicles sold last year in California were ZEVs. Sales were up 38% from 2021 and a whopping 138% from 2020, according to the Energy Commission's report. Nationwide, just 5.8% of vehicles sold were EVs, and California's share of the nationwide sales, 40%. Under a groundbreaking new state regulation, 35% of new 2026 car models sold in California must be zero emissions, ramping up to 100% in 2035. Drew Sanser, Cap Radio News.
And finally, a new bill would give California college athletes more protections and require Division I schools to share revenue with athletes whose market value exceeds the amount of their scholarship. That money would be paid after an athlete graduates. The California Report's Monty Bolaños has more.
Assemblymember Chris Holden announced the bill while standing outside the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. He was accompanied by current and former college athletes, including Ramogi Huma, executive director of the National College Players Association.
The NCAA uses amateurism as cover to systematically strip generational wealth from predominantly Black athletes from lower-income households, to pay for lavish salaries of predominantly white coaches, athletic directors, commissioners, and NCAA administrators.
The bill would also require schools to cover sports-related medical expenses and calls for athletic directors to be suspended if they cut a sport while any coach makes over $500,000 a year. California was the first state to pass a law giving college athletes the right to be compensated for use of their name, image, and likeness back in 2019.
That was the California Report's Madi Bolaños. And those are your headlines for Monday, January 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayet.